Members, please vote to signify their presence. Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 senators present this morning. Senator Vic Fisher and Senator Ziegler are excused from the call of the Senate today.
May we stand for the invocation, Rabbi Plotkin.
Let us pray. May the good Lord praise and bless and acknowledge and honor all mothers with a happy Mother's Day this coming Sunday. With joy in your heart and all that you do, these are the prayers for your Mother's Day, and may they come true in the happiest of ways. Happy Mother's Day, mothers. Amen.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the record. I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 109th legislative day and Senate Supplement number 24.
Move that the journal for the 109th day be Senate Supplement number 24 be approved as certified.
April 30th, 1969, the Senate was completing its business. It was an evening session, and a message was handed to me, and I announced to my colleagues the birth of my daughter in Anchorage. She's now in the gallery, and I'd like to present Sarah Joseph.
Mr. President, in the far gallery, over in the very corner, we're very fortunate to have a member of the Maryland House of Delegates. He was the youngest member of the Maryland House of Delegates when he was first elected. He is a member of the Finance Committee and chairs one of the very important subcommittees in that body. He's also Senator Ray, Joe Juno's great-grandson. Join me in welcoming Delegate Tim Maloney.
Yes, Mr. President, in the far gallery we have two members of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, which I've had the opportunity of serving with for several years. We have Mrs. Marilyn Demick and Sharon Jean.
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President. There are no messages from the House. We have no communications. The Finance Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 requesting the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to reconstruct and upgrade the Petersville Road in Matanuska, Susitna Borough. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Josephson and Fake signed DuPass. Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Sackett signed no recommendation. SCR 5 has no further referral. The Finance Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, encouraging the upgrading and resurfacing of the Old Glenn Highway from the Kinnick River to the Matanuska River. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Josephson and Fake signed DuPass. Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Sackett signed no recommendation. SCR 6 has no further referral. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 80, amending Chapter 157, Session Laws 1980, to extend the life of the Task Force on Fire Prevention and Control. And a majority of the committee recommends DuPass, signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Josephson, Mulcahy, and Ferguson. Senator Fake signed no recommendation. SB 80 has no further referral. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 81, special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to fund the Task Force on Fire Prevention and Control. And a majority of the committee recommends DuPass, signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Josephson, Mulcahy, and Ferguson. Senator Fakes signed no recommendation. SB 81 has no further referral. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 124, amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, AS 310, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Sackett. Senator Fake signed, no recommendation. SB 124 has no further referral. The Finance Committee considers Senate Bill Number 132, establishing the Alaska Administrative Journal, and recommends that the State Affairs Committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Mulcahy, Josephson, and Sackett. Senator Fake signed, no recommendation. SB 132 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 174, employment preferences for state residents in construction contracts by the state or an agency of the state. Senator Mulcahy, vice chairman, and Senator Sackett signed do pass with a new fiscal note. Senator Rohde signed no recommendation. They recommend that it be referred to finance. It has no further referral.
Finance Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 190, special appropriations for payments as grants for the Wrangell Totem Poles and Chief Shakes Island Preservation and Restoration Project. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass with a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, Ferguson, Fakes, and Sackett. SB 190 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 199, mortgage assistance for members of the Alaska delegation to the U.S. Congress. Senator Mulcahy, vice chairman, and Senator Sackett signed do pass. Senator Rohde signed no recommendation. They attached a zero fiscal note. SB 199 has further referral to finance. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 217, special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the purchase of 3 hydrofoils for the Marine Highway System, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title. Senator Moss, chairman, and Senator Gilman signed do pass. Senators Fahrenkamp and Fake signed no recommendation. SB 217 has a further referral to finance. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 264, special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for improvements and expansion of the terminal at the Anchorage International Airport, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Moss, chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Fakes, and Fahrenkamp. SB 264 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 266, increasing the bond authorization for international airport revenue bonds to $62,825,000, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass with a, I guess there wasn't a fiscal note attached. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Sturgiolowski. SB 266 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 15, Finn, establishing a joint House and Senate Committee on Oil and Gas, and recommends the Resources Senate Committee substitute be adopted. Signed, Senator Bennett, and do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Fakes, Ferguson, Josephson, and Sackett. HCR 15 has no further referral. The Transportation Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 240, Finance, repealing an appropriation made to the City of Anchorage for the Potter Valley Access Road and making special appropriations to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for payment as grants to the Municipality of Anchorage, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Moss, chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Fakes, and Fahrenkamp. House Bill 240 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee considered House Bill Number 314, special appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency for operation of the Joint Oil and Gas Committee, and recommends that the Resources Senate Committee substitute be adopted and do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Fakes, Ferguson, and Sackett. House Bill 314 has no further referral. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 127, unlawful conduct of minors, and recommends that it be placed on the May 6th calendar and the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Bennett, Ray, and Kelly. This bill does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there reports that the committee this morning or not?
There are none. Senate Bill number 291 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to security of a pharmacy or pharmacy drug department.
Health, Education, Social Services.
That was the only new bill today.
Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary, Senate Bill 127.
Senate Bill number 127 by Senators Rohde and Ray, an act relating to unlawful conduct of minors. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute judiciary with a new title of zero fiscal note. Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senator Pettyjohn signed do pass. Senators Ziegler and Josephson signed no recommendation.
Committee substitute, Senator Ray.
Move the committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection. The substitute has been adopted.
With a new title, Mr. President.
With title change, Secretary Reed.
CS for Senate Bill number 127, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the power and jurisdiction of courts in cases involving minors. There are no amendments.
Absent amendments. Senator Rohde wishes the floor.
Mr. President, there just came down a fiscal note that the Finance Committee has not had a chance to look at, and Senator Sacken informed me that perhaps my account wouldn't take the $7.6 million figure that's attached to this. It is a rather stiff fiscal note, Mr. President. Therefore, I would move and ask unanimous consent that this bill be held until Monday's calendar.
Mr. President, I see no reason in holding the bill up. We can look at the fiscal note and make the determination as to the cost of it, and the fiscal note says things that I don't believe. It's a request from the Department of Corrections, I suppose, for a new facility, and it would be within the purview of the whole body when considering increasing the jail structures in Alaska to take it up at that time.
We have adopted and we're in second reading for purposes of amendment.
Drawn without objection, Senator Ray.
While we're still in second reading, I don't know, the procedure has been asked, and I don't know exactly. It would be my intent, if we pass this bill, that the fiscal note would read zero at that time.
It's your position that there is no added cost to the passage of this legislation?
That's correct, sir.
For the record.
The problem of it is, if it passes with the $7 million fiscal note, then it will be funded with the new legislation. And if you read the fiscal note in the backup, it calls for a new facility, and this bill does not call for a new facility.
So long as no member of the Senate feels that it's inappropriate, we'll allow broad latitude in second reading. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I suppose I speak as a fiscal conservative. Mr. President,
you look like one.
I know. Mr. President, but I really do think this is a highly questionable procedure. I have measures that may have fiscal implications. There was one bill I know with $17,000 that created quite a stir. And if it is the procedure that I can come down to the floor and say, the fiscal note ain't so, and by the waving of a wand or other hocus pocus, make the fiscal note disappear. I can do that. I think that's a proposition we should be very reluctant to begin with. Now, it may be, and I'm prepared to debate that, it may be, Mr. President, that the department has not properly computed this fiscal note. For example, and I say this in all fairness to the sponsors of the bill, while the fiscal note shows the impact of additional security facilities to hold the 16 and 17-year-old youths that would be caught up in this, there may be some offsets in the juvenile treatment facilities, reductions, because those people will no longer be there, that are not shown. And I think we can explore that. But just to say, well, we like the bill, so we'll zero out and go from $7.6 million to nothing on the floor of the Senate without Finance Committee analysis or without knowing why we get there, I think is not a good precedent to set. And as I say, we'll be doing this again and again if we start with this bill.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, that's a very lucid explanation, but as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't hold any water. This was given to the gentleman who just spoke, possibly at his request. I'm not aware of how he received it and how nobody else received it until the day this bill comes up in front of the Senate. I would think that if there is a concern about the fiscal note and what the cost of it would be, then perhaps this bill should go to finance if it's that serious a thought. I have not heard either one of the co-chairmen of finance ask for the bill.
Senator Sacken.
Finance to look at it.
Without objection.
Mr. President, just by way of explanation, just going through it, I've gone through the original bill and the committee substitute, and the committee substitute does make some major changes. The fiscal note applies to the committee substitute more than it does to the original bill, and I think it is quite significant.
Without objection, Senate Bill 127 has been returned to finance, or has been sent to finance. It takes us to the citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation.
Citation honoring Gamble's future problem-solving team by Senator Ferguson and Representative Fuller. A citation in memoriam, Wassily Eakin, by Representative Fuller and Senator Ferguson. Honor.
Senator Ray.
I think there has been circulated a in memoriam citation in honoring Reverend Paul Glover.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the publication notice requirement on the citation in memoriam of the Reverend Paul Edward Glover and the citation honoring Gloria Day be waived and the citation be taken up as a special order of business at this time. These citations would be added to the citation calendar.
Without objection, the Secretary read the Paul Glover citation.
A citation in memoriam, Reverend Paul Edward Glover, by Senators Paul Fisher and Gilman, and Representatives Pestinger, Cowdery, Flood, Furness, Tischer, and Zara. A citation honoring Gloria Day, Mother of the Year, by Senators Paul Fisher, Curtula, and Gilman, and Representative Cato.
Rules Chairperson.
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown also as a sponsor of the Glover Memoriam Citation, please, sir.
Rules Chairman.
Same one.
Senator Halford, Senator Pettyjohn. Senators from Anchorage.
Yeah, on both citations, yeah. The Gloria Day citation as well, an old friend.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, same request, Day and Glover, please.
Am I shown on the Day citation? Thank you. Senator Ferguson. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent I be shown on the Day citation.
Senator Ray.
I would move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us down to unfinished business this morning. A lot of bills came out of committees today, and a good number of them went to rules. Are there announcements of committee meetings this morning? Finance Chairman.
Finance Committee, this afternoon, will continue closing out of the budget. Also, on the 11th of May, 8:30 a.m., we'll take up Senate Bill 256, Special Appropriation, Purchase, Renovate, Sheldon Jackson Museum. Also, we'll take up committee substitute Senate Bill 224, an act relating to the establishment of prison facilities.
Floor, Senator Turnkin.
Mr. President, today's announced committee meeting for resources that was announced as 3 p.m. in House Resources has been delayed to 3:30 in order to give the members of the Resources Committee an opportunity to hear the Department of Law briefing on our court cases. It will be held then at 3:30 in House Resources.
Senator Joseph.
There will be a leadership caucus 5 minutes after adjournment, and the Hess Committee will meet at 3 p.m. today to take up SB 135 regarding the Nick Begich Memorial Scholarship and SB 247 relating to child care.
Judiciary Chairman.
The Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 to take up Senate Bill 257. It's in ragged form at this particular time. That's the legislative ethics bill, and any senators who would like to put any input into it, now's the time to do it. Also, the Sons of Norway will be having their annual smorgasbord in honor of Norwegian independence today, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Masonic Temple. Tickets are available at the door at $10, and I would suggest that if you're planning on attending this occasion, that you make some effort to get a ticket immediately, because it'll possibly be sold out.
Emergency for the Sons of Norway. Are there further announcements of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders? Senator Ray?
Move and ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to speak on Senate Bill 127, and I believe it's House Bill 103.
There is no objection. You have the floor.
House Bill 103 deals particularly with the juvenile waiver of unclassified felonies and Class A felonies, and it says so in the title, as that bill has already passed the House, if I have the latitude to speak of the actions of the other House. It is presently in our control, but because of the new rule disallowing us to use the, or to change the title in our House, we're proceeding with Senate Bill 127, which just deals with waiver of minors with unclassified felonies. So in case that there was a problem with that, I would like to explain that to the House, because of the more or less agreement we have if one bill comes over with the same subject matter. But there's no way that we could change the title, and as the title says right in it, the House version, Class A felonies, we had to go forward with this bill rather than the other one.
Senator Ray, you may proceed.
No other business to come before the Senate. I move we adjourn till
11
a.m. Monday, May 9th.
Senate is adjourned.